Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Waiters to Ellington, bobbled it, lost it. Fournier says, I'll take it, and took the orange thing. Here comes the Frenchman, front court with Payton running with him. He threw it to Elford. He'll rise up and throw it down with the right hand. Dunk shot by Elfrid Payton. The Magic lead by 8. And we will have a timeout. As I look down the Miami end, it is Spoelstra up off the bench and wants the timeout here in South Florida. Fournier can lean into a triple from the right side. Bullseye, Evan Fournier, the French artillery, just in time. Magic lead by 6 with a minute left.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center here on 96.9 The Game. The Orlando Magic in action last night, and they defeat the Miami Heat down in South Beach by a final of 116-107. That was the news last night. The news today, and it has just become official, the Orlando Magic have acquired Terrence Ross in a first-round pick in the upcoming draft. In exchange for Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka, about three-quarters of the way through his first year in Orlando, and we are going to hear momentarily from the general manager of the Orlando Magic, Rob Hennigan, will be calling us here at any minute, and then we'll take your phone calls and get your thoughts on what the Orlando Magic have done today and where they go moving forward. But Terrence Ross in his fifth NBA season, 26 years old, you get a very salary cap friendly contract, you get a proven shooter in his NBA career, and a new addition, and you address a need at that shooting position. So without further ado, we bring in the general manager, Rob Hennigan, to get his thoughts on today's trade and get his update. And Rob, we appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy day, probably a busy couple of weeks for you, hasn't it been?
Yeah, it's par for the course this time of year, Dante. So, you know, it's part of the job.
It sure is. We understand it just became official. So just give us your thoughts on how this came to be and why now the timing was right to make the move, Serge Ibaka for Terrence Ross, and what you know about Terrence.
Well, you know, Dante, I think it was very important for us as we've continued to progress through the season. Obviously, we're not where we want to be, and we're all disappointed and frustrated by, you know, where we find ourselves in the win-loss column. And so this was about trying to find a way to shake things up internally, making the conclusion that we needed to shake things up somehow, some way. And this was a trade that, you know, we feel, you know, made a lot of sense for us. Certainly we took a calculated risk back in June when we traded for Serge. I think it was a risk we would do again if given the chance. And you hope, you know, you hope trades work out and you hope things kind of smooth out and smooth over. And for whatever reason, it just didn't seem like the pieces we had were jiving and clicking. So we made the decision to move Serge for some needs that we felt we could absorb and we're looking to absorb in a young wing shooter and a shot maker in Terrence Ross, who is on a contract that we feel is you know, team friendly and something we can control, and certainly being able to pick up a first round pick helps us recoup the one we lost last year and in a very deep draft. So we're excited about the return. I wouldn't say that, you know, we didn't exactly trade for Serge to have him for 50 games, right?
Right,
I mean, we'll call a spade a spade. But we also just, you know, came to the conclusion that status quo isn't working and we need to shake things up.
Speaking with Magic General Manager Rob Hennigan, and I know you made that move hoping that Serge Ibaka would pan out and would provide that defensive presence, and I know he still had a solid year for you here in Orlando. What didn't work about it? What was the decision to make the move as far as I know it's obviously not all on him, the team's record where it is right now, but what are your thoughts on why it had to happen now and why it didn't maybe work out with Serge?
Well, I think you're right. I don't think anything should be isolated to one player. You know, Serge had a really good season for us statistically, one of his best seasons of his career. And I just think, you know, there's something amiss with the team right now. And so when it's not working, it's our job to try to find solutions to get better and to improve and to continue to accelerate the growth of the team. What we weren't going to do is sit back and just stubbornly hope that, you know, things would change or try to force things to change. It really came down to again, just trying to shake things up. And we felt as we were working through the trade market that this opportunity presented itself and, again, gave us some things that we think can really help us move forward.
I know you've been busy, and I know you've been talking to everybody to get the best deal available. How did you come on Terrence Ross, and tell us about him and what Magic fans can expect from him? We know his track record as a tremendous athlete and a great three-point shooter.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you hit it right on the head. Terrence is someone we've been following for a while, and certainly is someone that seems to continue to improve and get better with each year. I think his range shooting, his ability to shoot from three and just make shots in general is something that our team can use and will benefit from. And, you know, he's a young player, and I think he'll have a chance to try and expand his role here, maybe more so than he did in Toronto. And, you know, I think he's ready for that, and I think our team's going to benefit from his arrival.
So I know it'll be I know Frank Vogel will probably address it tomorrow, and I know you got a press conference coming here soon, and we got to let you go for that here in just a minute. But how do you envision the lineup in the rotation maybe working now with Terrence? Do you bring him in, maybe envisioning him to start at the three and Aaron back at the four?
You know, we'll see. You know, I think there's certainly a case to be made for that. I think Frank is still working through that, and he and I are still working through that. But I do think there's you know, a scenario where we will try that, where Aaron will play some four and maybe Evan and Terrence are on the wing, give us some more, like I said, some more perimeter shooting out there and more scoring threat. And then, we'll see how it fits together.
And as far as timetable, do we expect him to possibly be in uniform tomorrow, Rob?
That's the hope. You know, we'll see. Okay. There's some hoops you got to jump through, and both players have to clear physicals and pass physicals or what have you. So we'll try the best we can, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Then lastly, I know you got to go, but I know you've said it, the frustration to be 21-36. I know this isn't where you want it to be. So you make this move, and you have a chance to get that guy that can spread the floor a little bit. What would your message be to Magic fans these final 25 games, what they should watch for, and kind of how we got to this point and how you want to finish it out?
Yeah, you know, I just think, you know, to our fans who are so passionate and loyal to us, just to continue to hang in there with us. You know, again, I think one of the most frustrating parts of this season has just been the up and down play, right? You have nights where we don't seem to have it, and then you have nights where we play really, really well. So just trying to look for some normalization of consistency over the last 30 games, I think, would be a good start. And to see how, you know, some of this different look bodes for us. If we play a little bit smaller and we put some more shooting out on the floor, you know, we expect that to help our team. So we'll see how it plays out.
All right. Then I guess just one more real quick. Chemistry. As far as the chemistry, getting this group together here, Rob, for these final 25 games, how do we kind of get them all going on the same page and finish this thing out here strong?
Well, I think that's a good question, right? And I think sometimes, you know, that chemistry can be an intangible quality that develops over time. And sometimes you can't necessarily pinpoint what causes it not to happen, just like you can't sometimes pinpoint what causes it to happen. But I think, you know, our guys are still motivated. I think they're still excited about the rest of the season. And, you know, our goal is to stick with it and try to put a run together and try to get back in this thing.
All right, appreciate it, Rob. Thank you very much for squeezing us in there. I do appreciate it. And good luck the rest of the way. Here we go.
Okay, Dante. Thanks. Anytime.
All right, you got it. That's Magic General Manager Rob Hennigan. And now we open up the phone lines to you, folks, 407-916-8255, or you can text us at 50857. And again, that trade just became official. We know we heard about it all day as a rumor, but it just became official at 5:30. And then 5:32, get the general manager, get his first thoughts, his first public comments on the trade. And there you go. You heard his rationale on how we got to this point. Not happy with the record that we're at 21-36. So you can stand pat and hope that it all comes together and all of a sudden this team meshes for the final 25 games, but it certainly wasn't tracking that way. You have a guy in Serge Ibaka that I would think you must have gotten some indication that he wasn't going to come back, and you want to get something in return for him. Toronto wanted him. and you work the phone lines and you get the best deal available. And now we got to move forward and look at Terrence Ross and see what he can do and what he might add to this Magic team here moving forward. So we get a guy that I would imagine would be the starting three. I don't know if he'll be in uniform here tomorrow, but he'll come in and have a chance certainly to compete for that starting three. And then you move Aaron Gordon over to the four. And I think that's a big part of this as well. Aaron Gordon, we know even this year, but certainly last year, had a lot of success at the four, certainly quick enough and able to take advantage of bigger fours in this league. And so that's certainly one part of this. But again, the frustration of it is you send a guy like Victor Oladipo for Serge Ibaka, hoping that he can bring that rim protection. He can bring that spread four. And again, he had a solid year, 15.1 points a game. That ties his career high. I think he's done everything you've wanted him to do. The shot blocks were down. The defensive numbers were down, not quite what they had been in years past. But this team struggles altogether defensively. So I think as you get to a situation where Serge Ibaka is about to be a free agent this summer, and you're thinking, hey, he may not be back in a Magic uniform, you got to make a move, and you got to get someone for him. And now you add shooting. In my opinion, you can never have enough shooting. You've now addressed that need, and I think at the end of the day, Aaron, we need to see some progress. We need to see this team put a run together. We need to see some of these pieces fit. We need to see some chemistry, some cohesion, and who knows? Maybe now you can get that with Terrence and these guys. I think certainly after the trade deadline, and everybody knows who's here moving forward as a part of this, I think you can try to build some continuity and try to finish this thing strong. As Rob said, you know, these guys are fighting. They're not feeling that they're out of it, and you still want to put a competitive product out there.
Yeah, and Dante, that's the biggest thing. Now you don't have that looming thought of will he stay or will he go, just kind of hovering over this team, you know? And you kind of, a lot of people on our text line right now are saying the same things that you are. One, it's not a bad trade. It moves Aaron Gordon back to the four spot where he belongs, and we get someone who can score off the wing. That seems to be a very common thing that we're hearing from our listeners right now. It's just everyone's happy that maybe you're not going to see Aaron Gordon at the small forward, and maybe he moves back to his more natural power forward spot.
And Mario stays in his same position. Mario provides depth at the three, and he'll fill in for Terrence Ross, still come in and be a part of that. I think you've seen some growth and some advancement in Mario the last couple of games. But, you hear the trade, and your first inclination is to look and say, okay, now we got Terrence Ross for Victor Oladipo. That's the first. But it's not fair to look at it that way. And as Rob said, at the time, and you're addressing a need. And Victor Oladipo was a guy you're not going to give $20 million to. You weren't going to do it this past summer. You're not going to do it this coming summer, especially when you just made the commitment to Evan Fournier. You just weren't going to do that. You weren't going to tie up that kind of money and have two starting twos, essentially, on your team. So you take a shot at it. You try to get a shot blocker, a stretch four, and we know all the things that Serge Ibaka does and has done in his career. But your team is 21-36, and you're sitting here, and obviously he has not been the piece that you had hoped he would. And I thought that was I liked that move at the time. I'm a big Victor Oladipo fan. I love his defensive intensity, but at the time of the move, I thought this is exactly what the team needed. You're filling a hole. You're filling a void. But it hasn't worked. That gluttony of bigs, it just hasn't all come together. The cohesion hasn't been there. The chemistry hasn't been there. Trying to piece in Biz and Serge and Vooch all together. I think with this move, if nothing else, I think everyone's going to have much more clearly defined roles. I think everybody's going to know, Aaron's better off for having gotten that experience at the three, but I think he's more natural at the four here. Well, now we got to see. Hopefully we can get him in uniform here tomorrow and start making some shots and try to finish this thing on a high note. We're going to duck in a break, but when we return, we'll try to duck to the phone lines. 407-916-8255. Your thoughts. How do you grade the trade? And what do you see the final 25 games of the season? You can text us 50857 or give us a call 407-916-8255. More Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game in just a moment.
Introducing an all-new Orlando Magic Fast Break Pass, the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Sign up online, get texts, and buy last-minute Magic tickets at the best prices, all from your smartphone, all season long.
Blocked by Vucevic, big right hand, said nope, knocked it away from him, never got to the rim.
It's easy, it's free, it's pure magic. the Papa John's buzzer beater, the best pass for Orlando Magic basketball. Sign up now at orlandomagic.com/buzzerbeater.
Welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you on 96.9 The Game. And I want to let you know that the Magic taking on Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow. Tickets available, orlandomagic.com. Could be the debut of a one Terrence Ross. We will see. Terrence Ross, by the way, now that it is official, he has just tweeted out, "Toronto, thank you for all the memories. Thanks to the amazing fans. Couldn't have been drafted to a better city. Thanks to my team. All love." What do we think? What do we think? Want to hear from you folks. 407-916-8255 or text us at 50857. Let's get right to it. Marvin is first up. Your thoughts on Serge Ibaka for Terrence Ross here, Marvin.
Good afternoon. Team ball beats dream ball. You know my mantra.
That's right.
I'm kind of in the air. I never really watched Terrence much. I noticed I wasn't ultimately supremely happy. I was happy with some of the things Ibaka did. I mean, he's a great player, but I don't know. The whole season, it's been kind of a wash scenario. Not that I was comparing him to Victor, because Victor's an entirely different player. But I don't know. It's just at times it's been hard to watch the Magic. But when I watch Serge, it's like, dude, come on. You got to pick it up. We picked you or traded for you to give us a great lift, and that lift sometimes is just half-hearted, and I have to be honest with you. It was a half-hearted lift, and the team kind of reflected that. I've watched times where we go down the court with his head down because somebody scores on him or he doesn't necessarily get the ball, and I'm like, come on, guys, it's a team sport thing. You can't get all the balls out there on that court. If that was the case, it would be one-on-one basketball, and that's what we'd be watching. But team ball.
Well, Marvin, I appreciate it. It's good insight. Opens up a line, 407-916-8255, or text us at 50857. And Aaron, go ahead and jump in if we've got somebody ready to go. But I think as far on the text line, but I think your point is valid. You gave up a hefty price to bring in Serge Ibaka. I know Victor Oladipo was a valued part of this community and was a great player on this team. And that draft pick, you know, that draft pick who ended up being Sabonis, don't know that it would have been Sabonis for us, but it would have been a player in the lottery. And you gave that up for Serge to come here and be that guy, to be that veteran guy and kind of help put this team over the edge. And in addition to what he adds on the floor, just to provide that leadership and help get this team to the next level. And it didn't happen. For whatever reason, it didn't happen. Something wasn't right. We've mentioned it a number of times on this show, and it just never quite came together. Now, again, like I told Rob, who we just had on the program a few minutes ago, you can't put this all on Serge. There's no doubt about that. But something wasn't right. And you can continue to ride this, and he walks, and you don't get anything. Or you can take a gamble on a guy who 10 points a game in 22 minutes certainly isn't setting the world on fire. But he comes from a winning culture. He's had success in Toronto, and he's going to get more of an opportunity here, going to get more minutes, and provides another scorer. And you take a chance on Terrence. 407-916-8255. Derek is on the line. Derek, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Yeah, just flipped over to your station here. I mean, I honestly think it's a little bit better than I was expecting. I was kind of hoping we would get somebody of the caliber of Ross. I knew we weren't getting a superstar, obviously, but I'm a little surprised Toronto did that. But it's great. I mean, he identifies things that we need help with, you know, spot up shooting, the 3-point shot, of course. I love that we got a first round pick as well, which is, you know, who knows how we'll use that, whether we use it for ourselves
sure.
or another deal down the line, possibly, but. I like it. I remember still when we made that move, the Depot and Sabonis for Ibaka. And in that moment, I was happy. I knew it was a gamble.
Right.
But none of us,
right.
I think, expected that the chemistry issues, which isn't necessarily on Ibaka, it's on everybody. But
right.
It just wasn't working. So I liked Ross's contract as well. And you also, there's two things that really stand out with this trade. For one, Ross is, like you've already mentioned, he's going to have a more opportunity now. He's going to be a bigger role on our team, I believe. So we can expect his numbers to go up, maybe not right away. And also,
sure.
Aaron Gordon now moving back to power forward, at least.
Exactly.
And so this is some hope. Magic fans, settle down. I think, you know, the train might be back on track here.
A good call, Derek. I appreciate it. Good to hear that side of it. And you know, young Mario, the last couple of games, he's maybe knocking off some of that rust, and he might be a part of this thing here moving forward and get him to continue to develop. If Alfred now is going to thrive as the point guard steering that second unit, now you've kind of got some pieces, and you're looking at some things and saying, okay, we've got some scenarios. Let's see what the chemistry looks like now. And again, it's not to put it on that, but it just that piece, for whatever reason, didn't all come together, and now you're taking a chance to go a different direction. Tez is on the line. Tez, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Dante?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Listen, I just want to call in and comment. I think that this process is not something that we can rush, and I don't want us to feel we have to go through that again. Like, yeah, we traded Ibaka for Terrence Ross and, you know, a draft pick. Let's get it time to jail and not be an impulse move, you know what I'm saying, to feel we got to do something else. Because if you think about it, I don't really think that Serge made the connection with the fan base, or the fan base really embraced him, because we can get over the fact that he was traded for Oladipo. You know what I'm
interesting
saying?
So yeah, good point.
He may have had a mindset that, because he came out 1 or 2 weeks into the season saying, give him time, you know, give me time to get it going, things of that nature. And I think right then was kind of a turning point to where there was really a disconnect between the fan base and him. So, like,
good point.
Trade, you know, it's good. You know, I like it, but I just want to just – it's not something that we can rush, because we're in a situation because we felt we needed to do something to take a next step.
But you know what? I think you did, and Tez, you're 100% right. And I think the pieces that you gambled on, while it hurts to lose Tobias and Victor Oladipo, I think the pieces that you gambled on, it's not like they've gone and set the world on fire with their new teams. Victor's playing just like he did here, which is solid. He's a solid player in this league. Tobias Harris is coming off the bench. Detroit is clinging to eighth in the Eastern Conference. It's not like he's gone there 25 points a game and they're the third best team in the East. You diagnosed a couple of pieces that might have been expendable because you had Mario and Aaron, so that unfortunately left Tobias expendable. And when you're making the commitment to Evan, Victor was expendable. I think the core that you have now, I don't have any reason to believe that you're going to move away from that core, be it good or bad. I think the core that you have, you're going to give it time to come together with Alfred, Mario, Vooch, and Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon. And I think that's your group. And I do think you're exactly right. I think now you add another young piece to it, 26 years old, but a guy that has playoff experience, a guy that was a teammate of Biombo's last year in Toronto, and maybe he can be a catalyst. This is a guy that has wanted more of a role for years now, and when he's been given a little bit of a taste or an opportunity, be it a DeRozan injury, he's excelled, and he's made the most of it and capitalized on that. So I think you're right. I don't think it's a situation where you're going to rip it up and start over. You now have addressed that this is your core group. And like Rob has said for the last couple of weeks, if there's a chance to make some tweaks, you're going to make some tweaks. And this was the first of it. There could be more, but this was the first one here today. But something's got to change with the performance. And I think we saw a good effort last night against Miami. And now, you know, who knows? Maybe the whole team gets a boost. Maybe it's a wake-up call. Maybe it's something. But they've got to show us something the final 25 games. As far as all Magic fans, what we've watched to this point, it hasn't been what we expected or hoped for. And I think this guy can give a shot of energy, and we'll see how we finish here the rest of the season. But quick, you took a chance. It addressed a need. It didn't work, so you could ride it out the rest of the way. Watch what we've watched for the last 50 some games, and then he walks at the end of the year potentially. But you get something for him. You get that pick, which could be pivotal here coming up in the draft, and we get a guy that's got some athleticism and can shoot it, and another weapon for head coach Frank Vogel. So let's see if he's in uniform tomorrow. Would be his debut. The Magic will take on the San Antonio Spurs. Appreciate the call. Special thanks to Rob for joining us. Aaron Berlin, our producer. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Take care of that lucky someone. Go have dinner. Go get a movie, whatever you're going to do, and join us tomorrow. Magic and Spurs, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. We'll see you then.